Welcome to the world of the art on the Mazdom. Now don't worry, this is not going to be one of those dull museum tours that requires a couple of hours of close attention. You don't even have to whisper. But it will give you a starting point to help you appreciate some of the art treasures on board. I'm Paul Lassley.
And I'm Elizabeth Harriman. We're going to take you around the Mazdom today and show you some of the art treasures. They have been selected exclusively for the Mazdom by Holland America Line. Let's begin the tour right here in the Explorations Cafe. Have a seat and get comfortable in one of those plush leather chairs or couches while we explain a little about the tour.
Well, first, a little background. Art has always been important to Holland America, and traditionally the ships have always been filled with notable art. Today, the collection ranks among the largest at sea and is worth many millions of dollars. As you'll see as we take you on the tour, the art includes many museum-quality antiques, as well as contemporary art by recognized artists and some newcomers. Stein Kruse, president and CEO of Holland America Line, explains how important the art is to the line's heritage.
When Holland America Line was founded in 1873, our company quickly became a leader in bringing new and modern innovations to cruising. And to this present day, we continue that proud tradition. As you follow along on this art tour, notice how our architect Frans Dingemans has created a unique environment for you to enjoy. And Frans has placed the art very carefully to create a comfortable setting where you can enjoy all the onboard experiences we have for you.
Architect Frans Dingemans of Utrecht in the Netherlands has designed the interiors of all of the Holland America Line ships. And he's incorporated art and antiques into the decor. Everything, the colors, the fabrics, the furniture, even the ceilings and floors are meant to be part of the whole look and feel of the ship. And the art is here to enhance the cruise experience.
Think of this cruise as a visit to a great estate that has some wonderful works of art. You might see a piece you really like, maybe on your way to dinner or a lounge, and here you can live with it and really begin to appreciate it. On this art tour, we'll give you an introduction to some of these works and some background that will help you to enjoy them all the more.
Holland America Line always decorated their ships with contemporary art, modern art, and conventional art to bring together an art collection, total environment of the ship and the rooms you're sitting in. The way you do that is basically following your own heart.
Now, Dingemans incorporates certain themes into each ship. Here on the Mazdom, one theme is the treasures collected by the merchants of the Dutch East Indies ships. They sailed to the farthest reaches of the globe and brought back treasures. You'll see some here as we tour the ship, and you'll see how everything fits together.
And the artworks you'll see on board will be something you'll remember for years to come. One of Holland America's captains, Jan Schmidt, shared this with us.
Almost on a daily basis, I get comments about how they enjoy the art on the ship and how these ships in Holland America Line are a lot different from ships in other companies just because of the art. So yes, definitely me getting a lot of positive comments about them.
Now before we begin, just a word about your iPods. You'll find helpful directions on the back. And also feel free to pause your iPod at the end of some of the chapters and at any time during the tour to give yourself time to get to the location of the next artwork or, if you'd like more time to admire something. Coming up, you'll be on Chapter 2.
Chapter 2, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck, Aft.
Now here in the Explorations Café, you'll see a marble bust of a nobleman from 19th century France.
I think it kind of looks like it might be Voltaire.
You know, I've come to the conclusion that all marble busts of noblemen look like Voltaire to me.
Well, actually, this is a bust of English Captain Bonte.
And here in the Explorations Cafe, also notice the beautiful inlaid marble table. It's a signature piece of every Explorations Cafe on Holland America cruise ships.
Look at the intricacy of the mosaic. It's a compass. Now, artisans in the town of Pietrasanta in Italy created this design by taking tiny bits of marble in hundreds of different shades and placing them in just the right combination to create this amazing table. Pietrasanta means holy stone. It's a town in Tuscany, and it's where Michelangelo went to get his marble. You can see the marble quarries in the distance at the tops of the mountains. What looks like snow at the top is really white marble. Artists from all over the world still come to Pietra Santa to buy their marble and to work.
The table is a creation of Gilbert Labigre and Corinne Roger, a husband and wife couple who live and work near Pietra Santa in Italy.
Fortunately, by the demand of the VFD office and Mr. Dingemann, we had the chance to experiment a lot of different words of crafting and high end craft, and especially the marble was a passion we always had in the San Marco Basilic, where you have this unbelievable stone with incredible colors and precious materials. With the Florentine way of doing mosaic and all of this, we have been getting into that, and we have worked to make these tables. We're very fond of them. We like them. We're quite proud of that collection. Yeah.
And also take a look at this golden gilt bronze figure of a bodhisattva. It's from China and was made in the late 1700s. Now, a bodhisattva is a half-god helping the souls on their way to nirvana. This one has a particular grace and also very fine detail.
Also, looking around the cafe, through the internet area, past the coffee bar, we see charts on the walls depicting maritime navigation and a portrait of a nobleman. It's an oil on canvas from the Netherlands. It was painted in the 18th century by Gilbert de Volon. But just outside are some of my favorite silk prints. Now, just a reminder, we're in the Explorations Cafe, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck.
Going outside the Explorations Cafe, we'll head towards the aft staircase to see some wonderful Chinese silk prints. They depict, among other scenes, Kuan Yin crossing the sea. The Kuan Yin was the goddess of mercy and patroness of fishermen. The medium is ink and color on silk, and they're from China in the late 18th century. There are also very beautiful Japanese woodblock engravings to admire. From the 1800s, the Japanese were masters in the art of woodcuts, and these are fine examples.
And if you turn to the right, you'll see a display case which has an interesting model of a fishing boat, along with some navigation tools used in the golden age of maritime journeys.
Now, if you look around this area, you'll find we're in Deck 8, aft stairway, starboard, on the upper promenade deck.
Chapter 3, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck, aft.
In this area, there are four paintings, two on each side. These are scenes from the 19th century in Italy. You might think of them as souvenirs a traveler might have brought home to remember the trip. Right next to the navigational tools and fishing boat are paintings which include the royal villa of Chiasia in Italy and the grotto of Pozzoli.
Now, on the starboard side in this area is a painting called Naples Seen from the New Street of Posilippo. Note Vesuvius erupting in the background? Whoa, that must have been a sight to see. And also, notice the two seascape paintings showing the islands of Ischia and Procida. All beautiful depictions of this region of Italy.
And since we are at the Rotterdam dining room, sometime during your cruise, take a look at the two abstract Windblad murals in the back of the dining room. They are folding screens of both sun and moon by Bjørn Windblad of Denmark. They're very colorful and were painted especially for this room. Also, there are four really interesting lanterns inspired by ancient ones used in Venice. They're worth a closer look. And thinking of Italy, well, it makes me hungry. Now, since the Pinnacle Grill is right here on the starboard side of Deck 8, how about a bite tea?
After the tour, Paul. We still have a lot of great art ahead of us.
All right, then. What's next?
Chapter 4. Deck 8. Upper Promenade Deck. Midships. Well, there's this display case containing a service of Chinese porcelain. Isn't it beautiful? It has an underglaze of blue showing a river landscape. It's from China, and it was made in the late 17th century. Services with this type of decoration were manufactured in large quantities at the end of the 18th century for export to Europe. They were very trendy at the time.
Look at this really beautiful gilt panel and the restored marble-topped gilt table from the 18th century. Such a table is typical of the 18th century Rococo style. It's a flamboyant style characterized by these great S-shaped curves that you can see and the use of ornaments and naturalistic motifs. They're all here. This is a great example. You know, when the artists who restored this work worked on it, they decided to make it look as though it wasn't perfectly new. It's a decision restorers make. Often art and furniture is only restored to preserve it and not to make it look showroom new. And it's the perfect display piece to enhance this dramatic 19th century still life with flowers. The painting copies a style that was popular in the 17th century in the Netherlands. Now, on our way to the next display cabinet, notice the interesting engraving of a map done in 1742 and signed by Ian Barrett Elway. Maps done at this time were considered as much works of art as functional maps, hence the maker's signature.
And on the starboard side of the ship, we can see these display cases filled with a collection of 7 iron teapots and a charcoal brazier from Japan. They all date from the end of the Edo period, which began in 1615 and lasted for more than 200 years. Now remember, we told you that Dingemans used as a recurring theme the treasures brought home by Dutch merchants from Asia? Well, these teapots are a good example.
And don't overlook the painting behind them. It dates from the same period. I love the title, People Drinking Abundantly.
Some of these titles are fabulous. And there's yet another set of detailed gilt and lacquered chests and a cabinet from 18th century England, all beautifully restored. In the course of the 17th century, the fashion for collecting and imitating Oriental objects flourished. The originals were very expensive, and demand created a growing industry. It was in the 19th century that the whole business came to be known by the name chinoiserie.
And here there are also various treasures from the sea. They're arranged in this case in such a way that they might have been collected by someone walking along the shore. And note the coffee pot from Japan was made in the 1700s, and coffee was just becoming available in a tea-drinking country.
Well, I especially like the delicate Buddha from the 1700s. Chapter 5, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck, Midships.
And here's something unique that's found on the painted chest that you see. The chest is an ebony cabinet with reversed painting behind glass. This is a technique where the painting is actually done on the back of the glass and then inlaid into the cabinetry. This example shows some amazing detail and must have been the work of a master craftsman. It's from southern Germany and was made in the 18th century. And before you go too far, notice the oak sculpture of a monkey supported by a dolphin. It was carved in the Netherlands in the 18th century.
Now we're going to be heading forward toward the atrium here on Deck 8, the Upper Promenade Deck, for our next chapter. Chapter 6, Atrium, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck.
Dominating the atrium is the centerpiece of the Mazdam collection, this great glass pillar by Luciano Vistosi. It's called Totem, and it's sort of a giant symbol of beauty and wonder. Feel free to put your iPod on pause for a second and walk around the atrium. You'll see the glass pillar change color as the light bends and reflects to the pieces of glass that make up the pillar. It's an amazing example of Italian modern art. Vistosi has also done a centerpiece for the Vindam.
He lives on the island of Murano in Venice, and he's renowned for building monumental glassworks. In fact, when we visited him in his studio, we saw a model for a crystal bridge he was planning to build in Venice someday. We were with him when he chose the glass for this. He told us that he studied chemistry in college so that he could create formulas for the colors of the glass. He has formulas for several thousand different colors. Think of this. Each piece is unique. It's cut and polished and placed by the artist in an exact order. Now, this is glass that is cast rather than blown, and then cut and polished. Stephen Brideson, a Holland America cruise director whose parents are artists, hears comments from the guests all the time about the art, and for Stephen, the art is one of the things that really adds to the experience aboard the ship.
I would have to say the thing that I really appreciate the most about the art on board is that, well, obviously it's original, but it's classically inspired, and I really appreciate that. I know that we're surrounded by a lot of modern influences, which I appreciate as well, but in the concept of Holland America Line, its signature of excellence, that we cater to a traditional energy on our ships.
Chapter 7, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck, Midships.
Now let's head for the ocean bar on the starboard side of the atrium. While you're on this tour, make sure that from time to time you look both up and down, or you'll miss some incredible art. For instance, over the ocean bar here, you'll see this marvelously draped ceiling made of fiberglass and fiber optics. It actually lights up and changes color in the evening through the fiber optic lights.
And you won't be able to miss the Foo Dog. It's made of gilt and bronze from China, and it dates from the 19th century. Did you know that Foo Dogs, or well, some people think of them as lions, they are the guardians of Buddhist temples. You'll see them all over Asia, but not many are as elaborate as these. And you can't miss the two large Japanese vases. They date from the 19th century, too.
And just outside the ocean bar on the starboard side is a really interesting wooden sculpture. It's of a yawning man, a gaper, which dates from the 19th century. The gapers were placed above the entrance door of pharmacies in the Netherlands. It indicates the open mouth, like when the physician says, ah.
Maybe it's just a yawning man.
Sometimes the simple explanation is best.
Well, from here, we'll be heading forward to the forward stairway, and then to the Lido deck, deck 11. So you might want to pause your iPods, and then take the elevators or the stairs, and we'll meet you on the Lido deck, forward elevator, for our next chapter. Chapter 8, Deck 11, Lido Deck.
And welcome to the Lido Deck, Deck 11. On our way to the Lido pool and restaurant on the Lido Deck, take a quick turn left into the greenhouse spa. There you'll find panels by Danish artist Bjørn Windblad of some wonderfully adorned women. He used as inspiration for this piece four women who represent all points of the compass and their importance in the world.
There's also this beautiful pale green marble wall. You'll notice as you go around the ship that marble is often used in ways that complement the various color schemes. Dingemans and Lebigre spend days in Italy looking for just the right shades of marble to use.
Now let's leave the greenhouse spa and take a brief trip down the forward stairway for another Windblad painting that is worth the small detour. It's this whimsical piece between decks 10 and 11, and it's a perfect example of his lighthearted approach to art.
I think it's time to head out to the Lido pool, Paul. There's something really interesting out there.
Okay, let's go back to deck 11 and take a look.
In the meantime, put your iPods on pause, and we'll meet you outside at the Lido pool on deck 11. Chapter 9, Lido Pool, Deck 11, Lido Deck.
Welcome back. Now heading out on the Lido deck to the pool deck, you can't miss the bronze dolphins leaping from the end of the pool. You can't miss them since they're nearly 12 feet high. Now Elizabeth, how many dolphins do you see?
Well, I think there are five, but as we have found out, Susanna Holt has fooled us all, because in reality, there's only one. Susanna told us that the work actually represents the various movements of just one dolphin as it leaps through the air. She spent months watching dolphins to get just the right feeling in the work.
I kind of build from the bones upwards in a way, because once I get the proportions of that particular species correct, the rest follows from there. I think that comes from my love of animals and my appreciation for the way that they move. They're so beautiful, so lyrical, that I try to interpret that. And as a matter of fact, movement, when you break down movement, it's actually a sequence of mathematical divisions through the air. It's very extraordinary. It's not just a haphazard shape that goes up in the air. You can actually follow the movement in a series of steps, almost, and lifts. And I explore that. And so my sculptures are like a sequence, like a strobe lens that goes from one movement to the next, the next, the next.
So even though when we're looking at your sculpture and there are, say, three dolphins or four dolphins or five dolphins, it's actually a sequence of movement of a single dolphin.
Exactly.
Notice the silvery gray finish on the bronze? That's patina, and it's put on in the foundry when the work is finished. Susanna used silver nitrate in the finish here to get just the right effect. And just in case you're wondering, well, the whole sculpture weighs just a bit over 2 tons.
Wow. Well, now, if you've traveled on other Holland America Line ships, you've probably seen some of Holt's dolphins, as well as a couple of bears. She loves animals, and she's recognized as one of the finest sculptors working with animals today.
For her, dolphins are just perfect for this ship. They travel and explore their world with a smile.
Well, you can almost see it, almost as if it were animation. Well, after contemplating the leaping dolphin, continue toward the aft part of the ship. You'll pass some very colorful and functional couches at the other end of the pool. They're by Dutch artist Jan Schnook. Chapter 10, Deck 11, Lido Deck, Midships.
Let's head aft to the Lido restaurant. When you get there, look on the wall and you'll see 3 ceramic plates with fanciful images of parts of fish. These are part of a set which is also done by famous Dutch artist Jan Schnook. He's one of the most charming men you'll ever want to meet. He's in his 80s, yet he's so young at heart that he seems ageless.
And while you're here at the restaurant, it's worth a trip around the room to see these really interesting and just plain fun tile paintings by Bjorn Windblad. They're very whimsical, with blue flowers decorating the tile canvas.
And just outside in the aft staircase, there's another Schnook piece, a tapestry on the staircase wall. It's filled with very strong colors and made entirely by hand. Each yarn is placed individually.
It's an amazing piece. But now, I think we should retrace our steps back through the Lido restaurant and take a look at yet another piece of maritime history. It almost looks as though it's still attached to the bow of a ship. On the starboard side, you'll see the primitive wooden figurehead of a woman. It's in amazing condition, considering it withstood decades on the prow of a wooden sailing ship.
We're going to head back to the forward staircase on Deck 11, the Lido Deck. You can enjoy another view of Susanna Holt's dolphins as you go there.
So feel free to put your iPods on pause, and we'll meet you at the forward staircase for our next chapter. Chapter 11, Deck 11, Lido Deck, Forward.
Welcome back. You're really in for a treat here as we take the forward stairway down what we like to call the Vertical Art Gallery. This is where you'll find a series of oil paintings by one of the world's leading marine painters, Captain Stephen J. Card. In the forward staircase on each landing, beginning on Deck 10, that's just one deck below, you'll see a large marine painting.
For each new Holland America ship, Card creates a collection of paintings. They typically depict the new vessel as well as earlier Holland America ships that bore the same or similar names. In fact, all of Card's paintings for Holland America can be found in his book, Holland America Line, The Spotless Fleet. Well, now, it helps to know that each painting is of some historical ship in the Holland America Line. 4 previous Holland America ships carried the Mazdam name, and each painting here is meticulously detailed and accurate for its time. Card told us that each painting he does is like visiting an old friend. He grew up in the 60s in Bermuda, and he saw all the classic Holland America ships as they called in Bermuda. Do you ever wonder how an artist gets started?
Well, I've always painted. As a young boy, I painted various pictures. But when I was 17, I went away to sea, and I worked at sea for 13 years, rising through the ranks, and eventually became captain on cargo ships. And I came back to Bermuda in 1984, and I worked for a couple of years as harbor master. And then after that, I was not a very good civil servant, shall we say, and I decided to go back to sea, and while waiting for a job, I took up painting again. And then I sold a couple of paintings and decided to take up a full-time career as an artist.
And being in Bermuda is what got Card his start as a marine painter. He grew up with a love of the sea and was a navigator, sea captain, and harbor master. Then one day in 1984, when Card was home in Bermuda, he received a call from Nico van der Vorm, who was then chairman of Holland America Line. Van der Vorm had seen a painting Card had done of a ship and asked him if he'd be interested in painting the 1980s era Noordam in New Amsterdam, as well as a portrait of the line's flagship, the Rotterdam. Stephen Card soon learned that his maritime background helped his new endeavor. "I have a knowledge of the sea and of how ships operate," he told us, "and that enables me to create accurate paintings of the ships." His paintings hang in the collections of several museums and on all the Holland America Line ships.
Take some time to study these paintings and you'll see an amazing amount of detail. And take special note of the historical context of Card's paintings.
Before heading down from Deck 10 to Deck 9, you'll notice a painting of the New Amsterdam getting up a full head of steam on the open sea. That's not a Card painting, but is by Derek Smoothie in the style of Stephen Card. Heading down between Deck 10, the navigation deck, and Deck 9, there's a painting of the Maas Dam on her maiden voyage in December 12, 1992.
Also notice as you go down this vertical gallery that not all the art is on the walls. There's a lovely gilded side table from 18th century Italy that's worth a look. Heading farther down, between decks 8 and 9, there are two paintings, one of the Maas Dam 3 cruising off Veracruz, Mexico, and one of the Maas Dam 4 off Southampton on her way to Rotterdam.
Going down between decks 7 and 8, there's a picture of the Maas Dam 2 moored off the Hoboken terminal on the east coast of the United States. And then between deck 6 and 7 is the portrait of the original Maas Dam. Take a good look at this one. You'll see a sidewheeler steam tug towing a clipper ship and a Dutch sailing craft. The historical detail of all these paintings is simply amazing from a naval captain who basically taught himself how to paint. Now pause your iPod if you decide to spend some time with Captain Card's art here in the forward staircase. Otherwise, join us again on Deck 7 in the forward staircase.
Chapter 12. Promenade Deck, Deck 7. Forward. Well, here we are in the forward staircase of Deck 7 on the promenade deck. Take a moment to look around at the functional and decorative art on the ship, including the colored glass of the elevator lobby and the light fixtures. Not all of the art on the ship is hanging on the walls. Remember we told you that Dingemans treats the entire ship as an integrated space that reflects and enhances the art experience on board. Now, we're going to head aft from the forward staircase and through the atrium to the area around the Huayang Theater and Culinary Arts Center. And we're going to take a look at a very interesting piece from 20th century New Guinea. So place your iPods on pause and head aft, and we'll meet you outside the Huayang Theater.
Now notice the wooden sculpture from the Sepik region of New Guinea. It was made around 1940 and probably represents a period before such sculptures were made to be sold.
This statue probably formed part of a bigger roll with a number of figures on top of each other. These poles were made by the Dayak people and were placed in the center of a village to protect it from evil spirits and from illness, and they were always made of wood.
However, some experts think this statue could also be a taguna, which is a statue on its own that represents ancestors or even a mythical creature. The tongue is put out, which may refer to aggressiveness.
Now from here, take a short walk aft to the Half Moon Room and check out the display cabinet with the New Guinean ceremonial masks and artifacts. These date from the 19th and early 20th century. There's even a 17th century Chinese ceramic urn to enjoy.
For our next chapter, we'll be heading back towards the atrium and going up one deck to Deck 8, the upper promenade deck. Now, on your way, notice once again how the light plays off the colors of glass in the Vistosi centerpiece.
Chapter 13, Deck 8, Upper Promenade Deck, Aft. Well, it's time to head back up to the Upper Promenade Deck, Deck 8, and the Explorations Cafe to turn in your iPod if you've borrowed one. But your art experience with Holland America doesn't have to end here. You can download podcasts of art tours and other Holland America ships from the website at hollandamerica.com. We've really enjoyed spending this time with you and enjoying the art on the Mazdam. We've tried to give you a sense of how extensive the collection aboard the Mazdam is and how much fun it can be to explore it.
But this doesn't have to be the end of your art experience on board. To give you a little challenge, well, here's some homework. Yes, I did say homework, but we promise it will be fun. If you want to explore on your own, here are some things to look for. An antique fountain from Argentina. An abstract mountain shaped in granite on a wall. And a painting of perhaps the world's first beauty pageant. And oh well, just go exploring. You'll find it great fun. I'm Paul Lasley.
And I'm Elizabeth Harriman. Have a wonderful cruise.